Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us today Anthony Skinner. He is the coffee of Coffee and Cash, is a very interesting program that we carry on WRHI, and I understand carried on four or five other radio stations across the country. His broadcast buddy, our partner, Stephen Crawford, is in absentia today. He decided he needed to work rather than be on this show, right? Heck with him. So how you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Wonderful. So you need to tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Sure. I was born in the Caribbean, actually.
Really?
I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. I was 13 when my mom moved us to the U.S., and we moved to Michigan, of all places. So we moved from the ocean to the snow.
Great.
And so, you know, I graduated high school, actually, at 15. So I went to high school in Michigan, Inkster, Michigan, of all places.
Yeah.
5 mile by 5 mile high crime area.
Good for you.
Yeah, so, but that's the story of my life. Yeah, I have two grandkids now, and been married for 25 years. My two sons are married, and
there you go.
We're
good for you.
Empty nesters. Yes.
So you are in the financial services business?
I am in the financial services business. I'm licensed for life insurance, health insurance, Medicare, you name it.
You name it. And you have an office here in Rock Hill?
Yes, I sure do. At 147 Hurlong Avenue.
147 Hurlong.
Yes.
So what is your specialty?
So my specialty is actually retirement.
Ah.
Yes. I love retirement, and so we work a lot with Medicare clients and life insurance plans and just helping people, you know, get ready to keep more money in their pocket.
Well, the number one thing is you got to teach people they need to save some money.
That's it.
I mean, how often do you run into somebody who walks into your office and they basically haven't saved a dime, and they're looking for you for some magical, you know, wish of the wand or something to make it happen?
That, you know what? That's 90% of the people. Yes. It's a shame. But, you know, one of the things, too, a lot of people depend on their 401ks. And the problem with that is if it's stuck in the marketplace, you know, you're stuck in Wall Street, you're going to get hit. And that's a problem, too, because they depend on their job, and they think their job is going to build their 401k.
So you're recommending to them that they not only save money through a 401k, but take some of the money and put it somewhere else?
Correct. And in fact, I advise people, and again, this is just my opinion, because I got to make sure I'm not giving financial advice, but one of the things that we recommend with clients is that they take their company's match.
Right.
So if their company's matching them 5%, 6%, whatever that is,
right,
you take that, but you invest the rest.
Right.
So you invest the rest of the money, because your 401k, you'll be disappointed when you get ready to retire that it had not grown as much as you thought.
So when they tell you, I've got a little bit extra over here,
mm-hmm,
what are you going to tell them they need to do with it?
So,
especially since they're approaching their retirement years.
Well, if you're approaching your retirement years, it's very little you can do, but you want to make sure most of your money. So there are different levels of our life, okay? If you're young, take the match. If you're getting ready to retire, then you want to make sure that most of your money is not in the marketplace. I really think a safe investment is real estate. I'm actually getting my real estate license,
too. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Good for you.
Yes.
I always hear Jay Reinhart talk about, you know, real estate being a hedge against inflation.
It is. It absolutely is, because I think most people just think of real estate. They just think of buying and selling, and some of them think about, well, I don't want to have to deal with tenants. But it's more than that when it comes down to real estate. There's a lot more flexibility, especially today you have things like short-term rentals. Right. I give an example, like Airbnbs.
Yep.
I have a friend, he invested in a house in Michigan, bought it for about $50,000. He's now making $8,000 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
On the Airbnb.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, in Detroit, of all places.
Jeez.
So, yeah, so there's a lot more factors to real estate, especially in a downturn in the economy. It's an income you can almost depend on, because most of people are looking to rent more than they are to buy.
And the same time you're doing all that, that thing called a house is appreciating in value.
There you go.
They don't go down.
They don't go down. You can't change land. What I mean is you can't get rid of land, but, you know, that's the key with real estate. It's actually stable.
Yeah, they're not making any more land.
They're not making any more land. That's right.
It is what it is. So, we're living in a time,
yes,
where inflation is really a serious issue.
Correct.
It's in excess of 8%.
Yes.
Even though from time to time you'll hear a politician say, we had no inflation, which means it didn't grow any from one month to the next month. That's just nuts. Anyway, but when you have 8+% inflation.
Yes.
And you have a market that's off whatever 4,000, 5,000 points.
Yes.
You got some issues there.
Yeah, you definitely do. And you know, at this point in time, people should be looking at what can they save on. It's like for me, I'm actually with a mobile phone service that actually pays me 25 cents to gas.
Really?
I get 25 cents off my gas.
Oh, jeez.
I won't say who they are, but...
Is that per gallon?
Per gallon.
Whoa.
Yes. And so it's things like that that people need to be thinking about. How can I save on the excess? Because today you can't be an excess spender. Have to be a saver.
Yeah, well, very true.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a commentator who's well known because of his books, a fellow by the name of Bill O'Reilly.
Yes.
Who does a podcast every night. And he has now a segment in there called Smart Life or Smart Living or whatever it is.
Yes.
And he has these tips just like you threw out there.
Yes.
About opportunities that are out there for people who will take the time to go find them.
Definitely. And people need to. You need to find every avenue you can save a dollar in this economy. Every avenue.
So your specialty is retirement aging.
Correct.
Retirement age. Which, as you point out, you got more people than not who are coming in who haven't really saved anything.
Yes.
So you just shake their hand and say, thank you very much for stopping by. I mean, what can you do?
No, the sad thing is that some people have to go back to work.
Ah.
They may have to go back to work, and they may have to find even a small business that they can create to actually generate some additional income. There are products that I do offer that they can start putting into that are better than savings plans that pay a higher percentage. The average savings today is 0.0045.
It hadn't gone up any beyond that?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
Even your CDs, some of the best CDs are about 0.75%. I mean, you can't find a good savings plan today. But there are insurance products, and that's why I like the insurance field, that pay 6%, 5%, which is decent.
Right.
They're not life-changing at the moment, but they're a lot better than what you're getting from the bank.
So you're wearing a shirt that says Seniors Benefits Center. Is that your business?
So this is my business with my partner.
Yes. Steven?
Actually, I have another partner.
Okay, so there's three of you?
There's three of us. So Stephen actually, he and I do the radio show together, but Stephen has his own agency.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I work with Senior Benefits.
Is this a franchise, Senior's Benefit?
It is. It really is. What my partner has done is he's created these agents that can actually open up locations all over the country.
Wow.
So our main office is here in Rock Hill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you don't live in Rock Hill.
I don't live in Rock Hill.
You live in the Metro Troutman?
Yes,
North Carolina.
In Troutman. So it takes me about an hour or so to get to here.
Wow. Why Troutman?
So, again, you know.
Oh, this is where your mother-in-law
My mother-in-law, okay. Yes, right. yes. My aunt, actually. My wife's aunt.
Okay. Anyway, so we're living in Troutman, and we commute an hour every day.
Correct.
When gas is only $3 or $4 a gallon.
Oh, boy, it's crazy. Really, almost $50 a
Anthony,
day.
I was going to say, Anthony, somebody's going to say, what are you talking to this guy about? He's wasting money on gas. Oh, Lord. So tell me how this show, Coffee and Cash, came about.
So Coffee and Cash Flow, I've been in insurance for a long time, since 2010.
So you're insurance too?
Yes. Yeah, I'm life and health insurance. That's my license.
So life insurance. We're not talking about property insurance or...
Life and health.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. That's how we got into the retirement business, is using products in the insurance industry.
All right.
Yes.
So how did the program come about?
So I and Stephen, we were doing health care back when Obamacare came into existence, and we always sought alternatives. So we decided, both of us, we knew retirement, we knew about insurance, so we decided, you know what, why not start a show to help people really overcome what's going on in the economy and how to grow their money. And that's how we started Coffee and Cash Flow.
I'm coffee,
he's cash flow.
He's All right. So the show itself.
Yes.
How would you describe the program? And by the way, it's on Saturday mornings.
Yes.
On the WRHI.
Yes, sir.
And how do you describe what the content's all about?
So we call it edutainment.
Edutainment, okay.
Yeah, Stephen and I have great chemistry. And so we're funny. But at the same time, educational, showing people ways to actually save money, make money. And then we, you know, throw in a little bit of politics and a little bit of fun in the show.
We're going to the politics business in just a minute.
Yes.
Now, the program is on more than just RHI.
No, yes. It's on five other stations.
In what cities?
In Baltimore, in Washington, L.A., Atlanta, and Baltimore.
How about that?
And then, of course, our WRHI here.
Isn't that locally. Interesting?
Yes.
So you were on...
ESPN Radio.
Up in Charlotte.
In Charlotte, correct.
And came on down here.
Correct.
Smart move. Smart move. Now, I've heard you guys rant and rave...
Yes.
...about what's going on politically...
Yes.
...in terms of... Well, lots of things.
Lots of things.
Lots of things. You particularly like to rant and rave about how the government is spending money.
Absolutely.
And what all that means to what you have to bring home to mama.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we look at the government as like they have this free check. You know, and it's the funniest thing is they think they can, ever since, and I think I told you this, is that when they started the IRS, I think they figured a way to sap as much money from the people that they can spend. You know, it's like having somebody else's checkbook, and all you're doing is writing checks. And that's what the government's good at, writing checks.
Well.
Not good at saving, but they're good at writing checks.
Yeah, but unlike you and me.
Yes.
They're writing checks with no money in the bank.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And in fact, they're writing it based on what they think future revenues are. And that's crazy because it's like how people bounce checks in their household. I mean, I've bounced checks. Writing a check that you basically don't have the money to cash on, but you hope the money will be there next week.
And the reason the government has the money there is because the Federal Reserve is printing it.
That's it.
And we'll just pay out this phony money.
And, you know, it's funny because the government just hired another 87,000 or just put in money to hire another 87,000 IRS agents. What does that mean? Well, you know, honestly, you think about it, it's trying to collect more money. And really, it's a pipe dream because all you're going to do is really take it from the people who don't have it. And that's how things have been and it's continued to be.
Well, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but the number I've heard is like in excess of 75% of the revenue
yes.
that comes into the government is coming from the top 10 or 15% of the income earners.
It really is.
So how much more blood can you get out of the stone?
My mom says, "How much? You know, can you get blood out of a turnip?"
There
right?
You go. All right. I mean, really?
Yeah. And you can't.
And I heard somebody say the other day, 87,000 additional IRS agents. Why didn't they hire 87,000 additional immigration agents?
There you
go. For
the
southern border issue.
Exactly. Well, you here's the problem is, see, I think what happens is politicians feel like they can win the hearts of people by doing certain things. And so like at the border, I'm an immigrant. I came here legally. I spent thousands of dollars to actually get my paperwork done. And even the lady at the, and these lawyers, most people don't know the immigration process. But these lawyers make a ton of money getting immigrants who come through here legally. So to see illegal immigrants coming here and getting their way, it's a challenge because those who actually, people think that immigrants who are here really want that immigration problem. We don't. We want to see everybody go through the process like we had to go through.
Now, that process, and I think it'd be interesting. I'll tell you, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk more about this because you hit the nail on the head. It's a very tough issue. All right, you're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Anthony, I didn't tell you about this, but you see the white letters there on that shirt? We're going to say them out loud together at the count of three because that's what we do here at Substation 2. Fresh subs and salads, 6 days a week. Everybody can jump in at the count of three. Are we ready now? One, two, three.
Slice.
Garden. Not bad. That's back right. at these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, this is a great show today.
Well, we try to make them good every day, kind of like what you do, Charlie.
That's right. We try to make the best sandwiches and salads every day here at Substation 2.
And that's why we tell everybody, slice, garden.
Always fresh, always delicious.
Substation 2, Jerry Road, across from Winthrop.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
When you're getting a bundle from Comporia, you're getting an all-seeing, all-knowing personal security detail. You're getting shows, and oh yeah, more shows. You're getting a social calendar filled with family game time, game day get-togethers, and don't worry, we saved you a spot on the couch parties, because we're not just your internet company. We're your yes to all of the above company.
Let's ask the young Alex Ruffalo why he thinks people keep coming back to eat at Substation 2.
Because they can see for themselves how everything on their sandwich or salad is sliced fresh right in front of their eyes. That's why we say slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
For lunch or dinner, make it Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Anthony Skinner is with us. He is the coffee of Coffee and Cash, which is a radio program on Saturdays here on WRHI. It's also on four other markets across the country. Right. Good for you. And it's all about, being prepared for retirement, yes, being prepared for what is going on. Very quickly before we jump into immigration, when you're dealing with seniors, mm-hmm, one of the things that happens too many times is they have not prepared their will.
That's right.
They don't have a will, yes, and that creates all kinds of headaches, does it not?
Absolutely. I mean, we're going through a situation right now where my wife's aunt died and didn't leave a will, and the kids are fighting over her house, over her property. And, you know, most people don't understand, when you don't have these things in order, not only are you creating chaos because now brothers are fighting against brothers to get control of the house, and they're trying to sell it. And it's amazing to me how many people don't have these things in order.
Yeah, if you want a quick way to tear apart your family,
yes,
don't have a will. Plus, you get involved with the state and probate and all
probate,
this business. Oh,
that's
my
right.
Lord. And if you don't have it in line, the state is going to figure it out.
Yes.
And you do not want that.
Yeah, and lawyers are going to get, they're trying to sell the house. They think they're going to get some money out the house. But bills and debt and all those other things are going to be taken care of before you get a dime.
And you should not wait until your retirement age. I mean,
that's
as soon
right.
as you are married,
yes,
you need to put something together. You can revise it 100 times, but
yes,
you just have to have something together. All right. It's amazing. Immigration.
That's right.
You told us at the beginning of the program you immigrated legally.
Correct.
To this country from
Trinidad.
By
yes.
the way, they didn't get clobbered by this hurricane down there, Fiona, have
you
they?
You know what's good about Trinidad, where it's located, if you look on the map, it's actually in a place where it's kind of hurricanes bypass Trinidad.
Not enough people there to wreck havoc. I like it. All right, so you immigrated legally.
Correct.
So when you see on the news just about every night,
yes,
hundreds and thousands, and by the way, more than 2 million this
yes.
last fiscal year, illegals coming across the border, 5 million under the current administration. Amazing.
Yes.
What runs through your head? Does that make you angry?
Oh, well, of course it does, because first and foremost, you don't know who's coming with the immigrants. You know, the sad thing is they're coming here illegally. You don't know who's good or bad. You have no record of who they are. But the other process is that they're getting this treatment. It's not a matter of being jealous or anything like that, but they're bypassing the process. And the process is, just like I had years to wait, I had to prove income, I had to pay fees to actually make this thing happen. These people are coming here with no responsibility.
And no regard for the system.
And no regard for the system.
But, you know, when you have a government that allows you to do this, I mean, what kind of impression is that? I mean, I would be really, really angry if I were in your situation.
Well, it is a problem. The problem is selective process as well, because you give one group of people a favor. What I mean by that, say, the Hispanics, but you treat the ones from Haiti differently. So there is a major difference. And the problem, again, government officials, they think they're doing something good for these folks, But what they're doing is creating a bigger problem for people who actually live here. Because you don't know, in Trinidad, we had the same problem. Because folks from the South America actually come on boats to Trinidad. And that creates a problem. Venezuela is right next to Trinidad. In fact, Venezuela is only about 10 kilometers off the coast. Trinidad is 10 kilometers off the coast of Venezuela. And, you know, with the problems with the recession and the, we're talking about inflation like crazy down there. Mm. But it creates problems for the locals. And people here don't seem to understand, especially the government. You open up your border, you open it up to problems. It's like opening up your house and just letting anybody in your house.
Well, I think that's been clearly demonstrated by, number one, they have picked up, around 50 terrorists that are on the terrorist watch list. Then you have all the cartel members who are coming in, and the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of pills, these fentanyl pills.
Yes.
I mean, it's just one thing after another. That all this does, it's crazy. So in your case, how long did you have to wait from the day you started the process till the day they, you know, you raised your hand and took the oath about citizenship? How long was that?
So I came to the United States in 1986, okay? It was 2017 when I got married in 1997. And it was 2017 when I actually got my permanent residency.
It took that long?
Yeah, because we went through lawyers. First and foremost, the lawyers we were using, we didn't know that he got a divorce and
you helped him pay his settlement.
We got lucky. Exactly.
Jeez. Oh, gosh.
So, but the process, and even when I went to the immigration, she's like, why did it take so long? She even asked that question because she saw a stack of paperwork. But, you know, the key is that those are the things that you have to prove your income. You have to prove that you can be a good citizen, no records. And all of these things had to be done before you can actually get in.
So under normal circumstances, you would say it would take how long? To go through,
I would say probably if you're married, maybe about 5 years.
5 years.
Yes, yes.
Meanwhile, you've got a green card or whatever it is.
Correct.
To live here in this country.
Yes.
And what do you think it probably cost you dollars and cents wise?
Oh, it was thousands. I think it cost us maybe about $5,000.
I'm surprised it's not multiples of that.
Yes, it was technically because I had already done most of the process. I think it was a little bit cheaper, but it costs a lot of money with these attorneys.
Phew. Wow.
Yes.
Quite a story. Well, good for you. Do you ever get back to Trinidad to say hi?
Yes,
hello?
I have. Actually, I finally went back when I got my paperwork.
So you can get back again.
But then COVID happened, and COVID shut it down because Trinidad actually was one of the strictest islands, and they didn't have to be, but they just finally this year lowered their standard for COVID.
Well, Anthony, you're a good man. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you.
His name is Anthony Skinner. The program is called Calfee and Cash. His broadcast partner, Stephen Crawford, who is in absentia today, you can hear him on the show there on Saturday mornings here on RHI. Good luck to you with your business and way it goes. All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, and that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, we do this thing every day here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The magical formula for how we do things here, which is fresh subs and salads, is in those white letters, and we want to tell everybody out there what it is. Are you ready, Anthony?
Ready.
You're ready. All right. The count of three, everybody can chime in. Are you ready now?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Slice,
slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.